the rest of the story. Who in the world is John Robbins? Well, most folks in the world of the health conscious know he's quickly becoming a premier spokesperson for the cause of an improved diet in the Western world, the Earth Save Foundation. You have heard of that. John Robbins is its founder and its president. His best-selling book, Diet for a New America, has been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Innumerable freelance journalists have written in-depth feature articles about him. An eloquent and powerful speaker, he uses that gift when and wherever a public appearance will make a difference. Consequently, ovations for John Robbins have punctuated the national conferences of a lengthy litany of prestigious organizations. His agenda spans a wide spectrum of kinder, gentler concerns, including the advancement of non-polluting energy sources, a better overall environment, the relief of suffering, human and otherwise. But the issue, which was first and remains foremost in the humanitarian mind of John Robbins, is how one's food choices affect his health, his happiness, and furthermore, the future of life on Earth. John tells us that the diet of North Americans has changed significantly since 1900. At the turn of the century, he points out, most meals were based on grains, potatoes, fresh vegetables, and fruit. Meat was consumed only occasionally and in small amounts. This dietary style of our recent ancestors was rich in fiber and complex carbohydrates. It was low in refined sugars. But by 1985, Americans were eating half of the amount of grains and potatoes they were eating in 1909, while their beef consumption had increased by almost half, and their poultry consumption had grown by over 280%. Such a drastic dietary shift, says John Robbins, leads inevitably to significant consequences, and he is particularly concerned about today's too much use of dairy products, supporting his concern with some impressive statistics. Now, John Robbins is currently preparing a PBS television special on this subject, and whereas the message itself will be variously accepted and rejected and even ignored, the messenger will capture your attention as few such dietary idealists ever could. What I mean to say is that while some health food faddists may be accused of cashing in on their causes, not John Robbins. And you will listen carefully to his perspective on a society addicted to milk and honey, because you may be assured that his perspective demanded a personal price. Instead of us paying him, he's paying us. As few in his field, John Robbins has put his money where his mouth is. I mean all of his money. For his life's alternative, that which he might have done, was to take over the family business, and it was a very lucrative family business. And he'd been carefully groomed as its sole heir and its eventual owner and operator. But when John, for the sake of his convictions, said no to that, he rejected becoming the owner and head man of Baskin-Robbins. That's right. To campaign for improved health habits and a disciplined diet, he gave up becoming the world's largest producer of ice cream. And now you know the rest of the story.